This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden won six states and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders two in the early results from Tuesday's Democratic presidential nominating contest that spanned some 14 states from coast to coast. Sanders spoke to supporters in his home state of Vermont within the past hour.
Tonight, I tell you with absolute confidence, we are going to win the Democratic nomination. And we are going to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of this country.
Voting was spread across the United States Tuesday, marking the single biggest day of balloting in the race to pick the Democratic nominee to oppose President Trump as he seeks a second term in the White House. People who live in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee are still in shock after tornadoes tore through the state in the middle of the night Tuesday, killing at least 25 people and causing extensive damage. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says people around the state are rallying to help those in need, especially in the capital city of Nashville and some counties east and west of the city.
There are counties from across the state that are sending resources, generators coming, pallets of water coming, highway patrolmen being dispatched to places where they're needed, shelters being put up all across the state to make sure that people have a place to stay tonight who have lost their homes.
President Trump said he plans to visit affected areas in the state on Friday. And Argentina is reporting its first coronavirus case. Spain announced its first death as global experts grapple with how to control the virus. The World Health Organization chief is urging people around the world to stop stockpiling masks and other protective gear, saying healthcare workers need them. For him here in Washington, this is VOA News.